Stanley was required to dig only one hole the next day. As he dug, he kept a constant watch out for Zero, but never saw him. Once again, he considered going out on the lake to look for him, but he began to realize that it was already too late. His only hope was that Zero had found God's thumb on his own. It wasn't impossible. His great-grandfather had found it. For some reason, his great-grandfather had felt the urge to climb to the top of that mountain. Maybe Zero would feel the same urge. If it was the same mountain, if water was still there. He tried to convince himself it wasn't impossible. There had been a storm just a few days ago. Maybe Big Thumb was actually some kind of natural water tower that caught and stored the rain. It wasn't impossible. He returned to his tent to find the warden, Mr. Sir, and Mr. Pendansky all waiting for him. "Have you seen Zero?" the warden asked him. "No." "No sign of him at all?" "No." "Do you have any idea where he went?" "No." "You know, you're not doing him any favors if you're lying," said Mr. Sir. "He can't survive out there for more than a day or two." "I don't know where he is." All three stared at Stanley as if they were trying to figure